return of Will Fuller out there for the Texans. What do you guys have to do to come back?
Yeah, it's going to be a real challenge. You got Fuller that has had a score, and then kid that I really like coming out of the out of college was Tyler Irvin, number 34. So they've got a lot of returners. It's going to be a tough challenge. I think they really have redone the bottom end of their roster. They've put a lot of emphasis on it. Larry Izzo's now the special teams coordinator, and you can tell he's put his stamp on it. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us this week.
Lickler's got a pretty wide discrepancy between gross and net. Is that coverage? Is it line drive punts or combination?
You know, right now it's just he's had a couple that, you know, obviously the return that really hurt him was against Minnesota. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that Marcus Sherrill says that's a second punt return for a touchdown. So obviously it's part of who they're playing. But, you know, he's a great punter. I mean, he's come in this stadium and done some great things in the year. So it's going to be a good challenge there too.
Your punter, like a lot of young punters, he still battling the consistency, the down the middle, low punt every now and then.
Yeah, you know, like we said, I think a couple weeks ago I came up. We didn't talk about him much last week, obviously, but you know, he had the really good game against Tampa and against Cincinnati. You know, took Pac-Man out of it and really limited a guy in Tampa that we had a lot of respect for. And then, you know, struggled the last couple weeks. So we got to get him back on track. And he's had a good week of practice. That was really his first time dealing with, you know, not really punting going into the game. You know what I mean? Because it was a short week. So, you know, they gotta learn from all those things, and he does too. So we'll get him right back on track this week.
6 weeks in the regular season, has Casey been what you'd hope for on long snapping?
Yeah, I think Casey's done a good job. You know, he made a tackle last week on McCluster that really helped, obviously. And then, you know, he's been a great influence as far as the way he works and does things. He's a real pro, and he's been good, you know, with his field goal location and his punt location, you know, knock on wood. So hopefully that continues because he's done a good job.
I know you guys spend a lot of time here, but since being the interim head coach, any more fans recognize you, come up say anything to you?
No, I'm glad to be anonymous again, I can tell you that. That's what I'm glad to be. It was an interesting deal last week, that's for sure. But I'm focused on getting ready for this week, and I'm glad Coop's back. I'm more glad than anybody, to be honest with you.
If Cody can't go this week, how does that change things up for you guys?
You know, we'll have to play with the actives a little bit, and we'll have to do some things differently as far as from the actives. But, you know, Will Parks has been a guy that, you know, he had the fumble recovery last week and had a couple tackles on teams. So he's done a good job. And, you know, it's the same thing. If he doesn't go, then, you know, like a couple weeks ago with Kayvon, we got to make up for him. And our guys have done a good job of that all year, and hopefully he does go.
On returning, Norwood's not afraid, is he?
No, Norwood, he's definitely getting the ball up the field right there. And, you know, I wish we would have had one more block for him on the punt return against San Diego, and we might have had a different score there too. So, you know, it's he's done a good job.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.